What the hell is going on? Where the hell am I? Is this some kind of maze? Holy crap, holy crap! Whatever you do, don't move a muscle! Jesus, these people are insane. They're really going to kill me over a game I haven't played since I was 8 years old? What do I do?
Screw this! You people are crazy! Let me out of here, you psychos!
Definitely not that!
Green line!
What am I doing? Why can't I move? I know how to do this! Come on, just walk!
Red light!
I'm running out of time! I need to start in the next green light or I won't make it! Actually, this is good. Starting late means I have all those idiots as human shields. Maybe it won't notice a little slip-up if I stay behind them.
Green light!
Go, go, go! Hazy does it. She got a lot of us that time. At least I've still got the guy in front of me.
Listen!
Well, there goes that plan. That must have been the worst possible time to sneeze. Speaking of time, wait, how did we already get past the 4 minute mark?
Green light.
Excuse me, buddy. Should I say bless you?
Red light.
Minutes left and we're dropping like flies. I gotta be faster. I'm not even halfway there.
Green light.
Oh god, it's looking right at me. Running was a stupid mistake. Why did I do that? Now it's gonna get me. Am I shaking? Please don't get me for shaking. Please, please, please just say green light.
Green light.
I'm almost there. More rounds and I'll make it. Those people up there are so close. Wow, that sucks for them. God, I hope that doesn't happen to me. I swear that the thing is out to get me. Please just look at someone else for once and stop wasting my time. We're getting down to the last minute here. Finally. Are you kidding me? The green light only lasted like 2 seconds. Talk about a cheap move. Once I get across that finish line, I'm gonna rip that stupid thing's head off. I don't care if you try to cheat me out of this. You can't stop me. I've got this in the bag. Just watch. Come on. Come on, say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. Damn it. It's almost time for you to get what's coming to you, you plastic brat. Come on, let me through. I've got a whole 30 seconds left, so it doesn't matter how long you make me wait. Come on already. You know, if you let me get across, I might just let you off the hook. What's wrong with you? Just turn around. I'm not gonna move a muscle until you do. What? No, 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 not now. Stop. Stop shifting. Just let me win. Huh? What does she want? What did she say?
Red light, red light, red light, red light, red light, red light, red light!
Stop! Get away from me! It wasn't my fault! It was the sand!
I'm sorry. Please, please just put me down.
Okay.
Eliminated. I woke up to the feeling of sand in my mouth with no idea where I was. I dragged myself and looked around to see that I'd been lying face down in a giant field of sand. Everything was surreal. Wherever I was, the whole place was closed in. It looked like some kind of out-of-proportion playground for kids. But the more I learned about my surroundings, the less it all made sense. There were no kids around, only grown adults. Most of them were wearing green tracksuits. And when I looked down at myself, I saw that I was matching them. We each had a number painted on us. My number was 416. The only other people in there were wearing red suits with black masks covering their faces. They were all holding a strange type of weapon in their arms, and they all looked ready to use them. I couldn't figure out what was going on. It felt like whatever had knocked me out was still wearing off. The last thing I remember was making a bet with a salaryman in a train station, and suddenly I was here. All at once, I was filled with a sense of panic when I took a good look at the faces of the people around me. All the people in green were hunched over on the floor, sweating bullets and frantically trying to use sewing needles to cut shapes out of cookies like their lives depended on it. There was a timer on the wall too, counting down from 8 minutes. Finally, I realized that whatever I was supposed to be doing had already screwed myself over by getting a late start. However, I was still paralyzed with confusion. None of this seemed real. It didn't make any sense. It had to be a dream, I thought. Some kind of stress-induced nightmare or feverish hallucination. I told myself to wake up and snap out of it. I pinched myself as hard as I could, but I had to face the fact that this was real, even though I wasn't ready for it. I curled up into a ball and squeezed my eyes shut, begging and pleading for it all to go away.
Please be a dream. Please be a dream. Please be a dream. Please be a dream.
Hey.
What do you want?
Get started. Unless you want to end up like him.
Please, it's just a small crack. You don't have to do this. Oh, God. No.
Good luck, 416.
What was that? What's going on here? Where is it? Where's my cookie?
7 minutes remaining.
There. Okay, okay. No, it can't be. Please.
Psst. Psst. Hey.
What?
What are we supposed to be doing with this?
Cut out the shape without cracking it. If you crack it or don't finish in time, you lose.
What happens if we lose?
Are you stupid? Just let me focus.
Wait, what shape do you have?
A square. Now shut up.
But why do I have the umbrella? That's like the hardest shape. Why couldn't I have a circle or a star or a square like you?
Just leave me alone. Now look what you did, you son of a...
I'm sorry, please forgive me.
6 minutes remaining.
No, how's that possible?
Stay calm, stay calm. Just copy what everyone else is doing. Whatever works, that is. Okay, if I just lick the needle, the cookie won't crack. Alright, let's go. Don't listen to that. Don't think about anything. Stay focused.
Don't think about it. Don't think about it. Don't think about it.
Remaining. 3 minutes remaining. 2 minutes remaining. 1 minute remaining. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Time is up.
Yes, I did it! I can't believe it! I actually did it! You see this, right? I finished in time! I did it!
Are you saying you think you won?
Well, I did, didn't I?
Let me see it.
Here, get as close as you need to. It's perfect, I swear. What? No! You saw that it was fine before! The time already ran out! I did it before the time ran out! Please, just give me a break!
Looks like 416 is a loser.
Please, please, just give me a break!
Player 416 eliminated. Thank you.
When I first woke up, it felt like I had been asleep for a long time. My head felt all fuzzy, and I had no idea where I was. I thought I might still be dreaming for a moment. Then I suddenly realized that I was walking. I must have been walking while I was still asleep. Then I bumped into someone in front of me and realized that I wasn't alone, wherever I was.
Get the hell off of me, dipshit! What are you, blind?
The guy I had bumped into was wearing some uniform with the number 102 on it. I mumbled some apology to him and turned away, only to find that I was surrounded by people. I was standing in a large room with hundreds of other people all wearing the same uniform as the guy I had bumped into, except they all had different numbers. There were so many different people, male and female. I started to really freak out then. As my head reeled, I looked down to realize that I was wearing the same uniform that they all had on. It had the number 305 on it.
305? What's that supposed to mean?
My first thought after realizing I wasn't dreaming was that I was in prison somehow. I noticed a bunch of beds up against the wall, so that seemed to make sense. But what kind of jail had both men and women? Everyone else seemed to be focused on something on one of the walls, so I looked up with them. There was a large screen up near the ceiling with a bunch of numbers on it. It said something around 4 million. Then I looked directly up and saw a large piggy bank suspended from the ceiling. Money began to fall into it and everyone started cheering. Now, I was even more confused. People were acting like we were in some kind of game show. Suddenly, there was a bunch of commotion as several guys wearing pink jumpsuits and masks entered the room. They started walking around and assigning everyone a random number. I got number 4. The next thing I knew, we were all forced to leave the large room and enter a different one. This one was dark and cold. There was a large chasm in the middle of the room with a bridge going across it. The bridge seemed to be made out of glass, and it was divided into two rows of squares the whole way across. The men in jumpsuits ordered us to begin crossing the bridge in the order of the numbers we had been given. I didn't see why we were being made to walk across a bridge until the first guy went. He slowly stepped out onto one of the squares, seeming incredibly nervous. As soon as he put his whole weight on the bridge, the glass shattered and he fell through, straight into the abyss. Everyone started screaming then, and I immediately felt sick to my stomach. I realized what the game was. We were all going to have to walk across the bridge, and any wrong step would mean that we fell through. I didn't know what kind of sadistic event I had been forced into, but before I knew it, the second person was going, and I was one step closer to having to cross myself. It was a woman this time. She stepped onto the first square that had it broken, and then stared at the next two in front of her. One wrong step and she would fall. She stood there for what seemed like ages. Then an alarm sounded and I looked up to see a huge timer begin to count down. This was all timed. Everyone around me began screaming at the woman to hurry up. I didn't know what would happen if the time ran out, but I knew that it couldn't be good. The woman took a deep breath and picked one of the squares. It broke immediately and she fell screaming into the pit. The third player moved up, and I knew that I was only one person away from having to make the same choices. I couldn't take my eyes off the abyss as I waited. It seemed incredibly high, and I couldn't see the bottom. The third player moved onto the second row, and then fell just like the rest on the third row. It was now my turn. Everyone was screaming behind me, telling me to hurry up. But I couldn't move any faster than a few shaky steps at a time. I moved across the first three rows, using the other player's mistakes, and then it was time for me to choose a square. I didn't want to move, but time was running down. The other players began cussing at me and telling me that I was going to kill them all if I didn't go. I felt paralyzed. One player screamed at me that they needed the money. Then the same player that I had bumped into in the beginning began moving onto the bridge behind me.
Go on, move, or I'll push you off! Move, you piece of shit!
I looked down into the abyss and wondered what could be down there. If I fell, where would I go? Was it hell? It was so dark. I finally committed and jumped onto one of the squares. It held. I was safe. Then, all of a sudden, I fell through the board. I fell down into the darkness, screaming as I went. It felt like I was falling forever. Demons floated around me and seemed like they were trying to grab me, but I still fell. I didn't know if I was in hell or somewhere worse. Then, as I reached the bottom of the abyss, I looked down to see a large piggy bank filled with cash. I screamed again and realized that I was about to fall straight into it.
Hey, everyone, look! It's more money falling into the piggy bank. Another player must have died. We're closer to getting richer.
Ha 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 ha